better familiarize ourselves again with some of the dinim that go wrong in terms of schach. So we all, hopefully we all got, probably most of us have our sukkahs up ready, or at least part of our sukkahs up ready. So hopefully we did everything right. So just in case we did anything wrong, then we have a couple of days to fix it up. So I thought we would just talk a little bit about the dinim of schach pasul. And assuming that a person has basically kosher schach, but then he got a little bit of schach pasul mixed in, what are the ramifications of that? And number two is, what's the status of avir? The person has not schach pasul, rather he has certain air spaces in the sukkah. What exactly the status of that? We can review a little bit some of the basic sugyos. So the Mishnah, the Gemara, in the first paragraph of Masechet Sukkah tells us, because we all know that some things are kosher schach, some things are pasul schach. Assuming that a person has a lot of kosher schach, and he puts on a little bit of pasul schach, how much of the pasul schach is going to ruin it? So the halacha tells us that if there is dalet tvachim of pasul schach, that's already considered to be a problem. My high, we're in the world that shir of dalet tvachim that come from. So dalet tvachim is a shir chashivas makom in halacha. There are nafkaminas in terms of Shabbos, chitzas, there are dinim that depend upon dalet tvachim. Not to be confused with three tvachim of lava, but dalet tvachim is a shir of makom chashuv. Let's say if a person has, kosher schach, and then right smack in the middle, the sukkah has got a couple of pieces of metal, a couple of metal rods. So if the metal rods are more than four tvachim wide, one to four tvachim across, so they break up the continuity of the schach. So it's considered to be like you have bamboo, 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 puzzle, and then bamboo, bamboo, bamboo. The problem is that if it breaks up the continuity of the sukkah, so you have to use your imagination a little bit, depending on how many walls you have. So if you have four walls of the sukkah, it's not so terrible that you broke up the continuity, because you end up in effect with two kosher sukkahs, because the first mission of sukkah says the sukkah only requires three walls. So let's say if you, let's see if we can use this as a, okay? Then you have a four-wall sukkah. So they have kosher, and possible in the middle, so just breaks up the continuity, and I have two kosher sukkahs, because my top sukkah has three walls, and my bottom sukkah has three walls, so I'm okay. Problem is, they only started out with a three-wall sukkah. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, make we with four goes like this. If I only have a three-wall sukkah, and if I have schach possible in the middle, so if it breaks up the receipt, it breaks up the continuity of the schach, and then I only have one wall, I have two walls, that's going to be a problem. So we have to make sure that you don't have too much schach posel in there, which is going to break up the continuity of the schach. That's the shear of four tvachim.
That's only width.
What?
Only width or length?
That's, I mean, it's going across the whole sukkah, and the width is so more than four.
Thin metal pole.
One metal pole, that's quenched. That's nothing. That's nothing. Right. So it's going across the whole length of the sukkah, and it's also four tvachim wide. What if it's less?
In the case of two sukkahs, each wall is the same
size. Right, that's right. All right, very good. All right. So let's say you have a schach pasul that's just shy of four tvachim, so it doesn't break up the retzifus of the schach. Is a person permitted to sit under that area or not? So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch is making that as long as it's not four tvachim, so it's kemando leis, it doesn't exist, and therefore you can even sit there. So even though I'm sitting totally, completely under 3.5 tvachim of metal, it doesn't matter, because if it's less than four tvachim, it's bottled to the schach, and it's considered to be part of the sukkah. So the other, not all the Rishonim agree to this. If the Mishnah Berurah quotes some poskim, will say no, that one should be careful not to sit under that area, even though it doesn't ruin the continuity of the schach, but that area itself is considered to be a makom pasul, so one should not sit under that. At what point do we say that it's so insignificant that it's even mutter to sit under it l'chol adayis? The Mishnah Berurah writes, it's less than three tvachim. Less than three tvachim for sure. Less than three tvachim is mamish kaman d'leisa. So one can sit totally under an area. These are common. So you have something, you have a big block of schach pasul or something right on top of you. So it doesn't matter. If it's less than three tvachim, you can sit under it even l'chadchila. If it's more than four tvachim, the entire sukkah is pasul. If it's between three and four, so then the sukkah is not going to be pasul according to anybody. Whether or not you can sit under that area is subject to a discussion. So these dinim, in terms of the shear, four tvachim, three tvachim, and sitting under, not sitting under, so the Gemara says explicitly, this is only true when the schach pasul is in the middle of the sukkah. What if the schach pasul is against one of the walls of the sukkah? So then the Gemara tells us, we have a special halacha, Moshe Mesinai, called Daifin Akuma. The Gemara says that there were a whole series of different halacha mashim sinais in the area of Hilchos Mechitzas. The Gemara says there are certain areas of halacha that are primarily halacha mashim sinai. So one of the areas of halacha that's pretty much all halacha mashim sinai is Hilchos Mechitzas. How do you know how big a mechitzah has to be? How do you know the dinim of love? And I know all these bray, all these dinim about mechitzahs are in halacha mashim sinai. The Gemara says one of the details of the halacha mashim sinai v'chutz mechitzahs is the din of daifin akuma. Daifin akuma means that I have a lot of sach posel, much more than four tvachim, but it happens to be flush against the side of one of the walls. So whenever you have something which is against the wall, the sukkah, so we have a special halacha mashim sinai that says daifin akuma. We can make believe that the wall of the sukkah is actually bent over, and what I think is chach posel is not really chach posel, it's really part of the wall. So how far can we play this game? How far can we say this trick that the wall bends over? So the Gemara says, kach nemer lochem hashem sinai, dalad amos. The dalad amos is a lot more than dalad fachim. So if you have up until dalad amos of chach posel, as long as it's against one of the walls of the sukkah, then it would be okay. Then the Mishnah tells us in the second sukkah, you can pull off this stunt of daif and akuma on all four walls of the sukkah. So let's say you have a house, and somebody smashes the ceiling open, and you put a little bit of bamboo, put a little bit of branches over the hole. The Gemara says you have to measure. If from the wall of the house to the beginning of the schach kosher is less than dalad amos, so then that wall of the house is considered to be the wall of the sukkah. There's a lot of schach posel. It doesn't matter. It's within dalad amos. And the same is true on the other wall. The same is true on the other wall. The same is on the other wall. So you have four walls. But I'm a joke. You have four walls. Each wall is 3.9 amos away from the schach. It's perfectly okay. L'chatchila, that's the din of daifin akuma. So the original din that we started out with, the shiur that we first started out with, of dalat tefachim v'schach posel, that's only in the middle of the sukkah. It's not against the wall of the sukkah. Against the wall of the sukkah, then it's the gamri, a different halacha. Then the din is you have up until dalat amos. What if a person wants to sit under the daifin akuma? So that's for sure no good. That the Mishnah says the farish ein yishedim tachtov. You can't sit under the daifin akuma for a very simple reason. It's like sitting under the wall. You have to sit under the schach. You can't sit under the wall. So since the halacha of Moshe Messina says that the wall is now this, the wall is just bent over, so I can't sit under the bent over part because that's considered to be the equivalent of sitting under the wall rather than under the schach. So having a schach posel against the wall of the sukkah is significantly better than having it in the middle of the sukkah. If you have it in the middle of the sukkah, then you're asking for trouble, because up till dalat tefachim, a little bit more than dalat tefachim, could ruin it for you. If you have schach posel against the walls of the sukkah, then you're pretty okay. Then you're home free. Then you have up until a total amount of dalat amos. Some of these halachas of schach posel can sometimes run into a problem when a person puts decorations in the sukkah. So we like to decorate the sukkah. It's a candle, it's a nice thing, it's a beautiful thing to beautify a mitzvah, to decorate the sukkah. But one has to be careful because most of the things that we use for decoration of the sukkah are schach posel. We put on plastic fruit, or even in the old days when people used to use real fruit. Fruit is oichel, is makadama makabal tuma, or people use all kind of other decorations which are clearly posel for schach. The question is putting all those decorations, is that going to potentially ruin your schach? So it depends. If you just have a plastic apple here, a little bunch of grapes there, a little sign of an air or something, that's not going to do too much damage. But if you have a lot of decorations which are compact next to each other, then you're going to run into trouble. So you can end up maybe with having four tefachim or three tefachim, whatever it is, of schach pasul going across the sukkah. You could potentially run into the question of pasuling your entire sukkah. So that's what the Gemara says in the first parak of the sukkah, that when you position your decorations, you should position them in such a way that they don't pose any problems. They should be close to the schach. If the decorations are very, very close to the schach, they're considered to be part of the schach, they're considered to be bottled to the schach. How close to the schach do they have to be in order to be bottled to the schach? So the Gemara says, we paskin four tvachim again. So if, let's say you have a decoration that's hanging down, so if it's hanging down within four tvachim of the schach, it's kemanda lesa. Since it was made to beautify the schach, it becomes part of the schach. So even if you have the entire schach is covered up with decorations, but all the decorations are flush against the schach, or within four tvachim of the schach, they will become tafel and batel to the schach. That's why a person should be careful when you put up decorations. You should try to measure. It's very easy. Four tvachim is easy to measure, because according to the biggest machmirim, depends on whether it's a chumra kula, but this area it's a chumra. The biggest machmirim of a tefach is 3 inches, and then four tvachim is feet and a foot. So you take a good old style ruler, and as long as the bottom of your decoration is within a ruler from the schach comes, so that's always considered to be bottom of the schach. If by some chance you goofed and went down a little bit, so it's probably not going to be so terrible, because even if it's schach posel, probably not going to be four tvachim of schach posel in one given place. So it's not the end of the world, but the poskim about the chachila wants you to try to be careful that all the decoration should be within four tvachim of the schach.
The
pasul or the?
Yeah, the
pasul. It's got to be. It has to be across the. If you have a schach pasul across the sukkah, that's four tefachim wide. That's about. If one of you have just one spot, 4x4, is that also a problem?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
No. Okay.
And then also, what's the difference between a pole that you think looks nice versus this decoration?
I think a pole looks nice. You have to, it's got to have something that it has to enhance the schach. If it enhances the schach, so that's considered to be buffed to the schach, that's going to be full tvach. Then there's a whole another din the Mishnah speaks about. What if you don't have schach posel? What if you have avir? What if you have an airspace in the middle of the sukkah? So what does that do in terms of the schach? So the din of avir and legamri different than the din of schach posel. In the following sense. First of all, the shear for avir that's going to disqualify the sukkah is not four tvachim. The shear happens to be three tvachim. Why that is, it's a mushroom seed, that's the Gemara's give a svar why that's true. But lemaisa, that's the din, that if it's more than three tvachim of avir, more than three tvachim of airspace, that's already a problem. That's going to break up, as we said before, that's going to break up the continuity of the schach. So back to the old story. So if you have a sukkah with four walls and you have an airspace going down the middle, so that breaks up the continuity, big deal, breaks up the continuity. So you have two kosher sukkahs, you got a one three-wall sukkah, and a three-wall sukkah, so everyone's happy. But if you only started out with a three-wall sukkah, and now you have an airspace going right smack down the middle, so then you have a problem. Then you have a two-wall sukkah and a two-wall sukkah, and a two-wall sukkah and a two-wall sukkah equals two possible sukkahs. So you have a problem. So if you have an airspace of more than three tvachim, that's going to pose a problem. What if it's an airspace of less than three tvachim? Less than three tvachim is not going to break up the continuity of the sukkah. No, no, exactly three tvachim. I think three tvachim apostles.
I think
three. Yeah. So nothing against medayik for Lashoni, I guess. Down for the yom, you get medayik for Lashon. You say Shien Sukkim, it's a Yom Kippur, you lose it a little bit. So if it's the three tvachim of airspace, that ruins the continuity of the Yitzchach, and everything's going to be problematic. What if it's less than three tvachim? Less than three tvachim doesn't pose any problems. Less than three tvachim doesn't break up anything. The problem is, it doesn't break up anything, but the Mishnah says, Beferish, Ein Yishenim Tachtov. You can't sleep, you can't sit under that area, because I'm not sitting under the schach, I'm sitting under nothing. So this is in contrast to the schach posel. The schach posel, for whatever reason, schach posel, when it doesn't have enough to ruin it for you, so then, according to most Rishonim, you can mamash sit under it. And even according to the Machmirim, if it's less than three tvachim, you can for sure sit under it. When it comes to Avir is mochomer, that it's sneaker, it's chosir, it's not there. So then Avir is considered to be such a significant problem that even if it's less than three tvachim, although it doesn't ruin the rest of the sukkah, one would not be able to sit under that particular Avir. Tos can point out that that's a din min haTorah. The Gemara assumes that in Shach V'tar and Sukkah, it's mamash a din min deraisa. So the question becomes,
how small?
Oh, we're going to get there in a second. So Avir, again, we've already seen that Avir is significantly more chomer than Schach Posel. So Avir is more chomer in the sense that Shir is three tvachim. It's more chomer in the sense that even when it doesn't posel, but you're still not allowed to sit under it. But the third chumra that Avir has is that the din of Dofen Akuma doesn't apply to Avir. Kachin HaMelech Mersinai, Dofen Akuma only applies to Schach Posel, it doesn't apply to Avir. So we had a lot of chumras. It sounds like it's a disaster. If you have any airspace in your sukkah, it sounds like even though it's going to be too small to ruin the sukkah, but it's going to prevent you from sitting under it. The question becomes, as Rabbi Shapiro says correctly, how small is small? So the Rabbah uses the lashon, ein lecha sukkah she'ein manakav nakav. Every sukkah has holes in it. Of course it's going to have holes in it. You throw a couple of branches together. Of course, it's supposed to have holes in it. It's supposed to see the stars, whatever. Rain's supposed to be able to come in, theoretically. So sukkah's not supposed to see a compact, solid ceiling. So obviously they're going to be airspaces. So at what point do we say that those airspaces are commandalays? They're considered to be non-existent. So the Rambam quotes from the Rishonim, two different shiurim, two different ways of ascertaining that the airspaces are a little bit too big. If they meet either one of these two criteria, then they're considered to be too big, and then they're going to ruin it. You're going to have a problem. So one of the sizes that Rambam quotes from Bishanim is if you could stick your head in. So whether your head is less than three tefachim or not, I don't know. It depends. Too much weight you lost over Yom Kippur. So yeah, stick your head in. So that's already considered to be too big. So that's usually not going to happen. Most of us don't have big blotches in a sukkah which you can stick your head through. Oh yeah. That's right. When the wind blew up, I remembered put some stuff on top of this year. Right. So the other shear avir is significantly more prevalent. That's what the Rambam quotes in the Rishonim. If the avir is holecha pnei kol ha-sukkah. If you have one long airspace that goes from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah, that's potentially a problem. Even though it's less than three tefachim, again, it's not going to ruin the sukkah, but you shouldn't sit under that area. So if you have, let's say, you have a lot of branches, a lot of stuff, you have a peak over here, a little hole over here, a little crack over here, a little slit over there, so that's okay. But if you can draw a line of air straight from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah, so that's already considered to be a problem. That avir is considered to be enough of chashivas, that's already significant enough to potentially not disqualify the whole sukkah. So that's going to be enough that's going to prevent you from sitting under that area itself.
Isn't that
the
old bamboo?
Oh, so that's the problem. That's the age-old issue with the bamboo. So when you lie in the olden days, when they used to throw branches and leaves and all kind of pines and all kind of stuff, so you're never going to get any straight line. But when you have bamboo, so you put one pole next to another pole, next to another pole, next to another pole, so then you can have, in between the poles, you can have a slot of it, you can have a slit of air, so you can go across the entire sukkah. So maybe that's a problem. So what do you do to solve that problem? So, Lechor, we can do to solve the problem. It's very simple. Make sure that no one airspace goes across the whole sukkah. How do you do that? Take one piece of bamboo and throw it in the other direction. So, if you throw one piece of bamboo, cutting it off in the other direction, so then mainly you're never going to have any airspace going across the entire sukkah. So, that Lechor should solve the problem. Oh, we can get it. Very good, very good. Excellent. So that's an interesting answer. So you just take one slice of one piece of bamboo and you throw the opposite direction and a shot. Right. Right, it could be, yeah. It could be that's not a problem altogether, right? It could be that maybe. So I remember years ago when we used to sukkah in my back of my parents' apartment building. So there used to be a fellow who learned by Baron Soloveitchik in Chicago, and his parents lived in Riverdale. He used to always come home for sukkahs. So whenever we would build the sukkah, so he would always be mocked to take two pieces of bamboo, and he would always make sure two would go across the entire sukkah. So he said that's what Baron told him to do. So I asked him, how come you put two pieces there? The Rav says, as long as it doesn't go across the sukkah. So I thought there was some great, deep, dark secret. He said, no, Rav said, just take two in case one falls down. So one falls down. It's like the first mission in Yuma, in case one Kengel dies. And he'll double safe. Maybe three, maybe four, maybe 100. So that was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's chumrah. So that became the chumrah in Riverdale. You have to put two pieces of bamboo. So now we just throw a few pieces of bamboo. Yes, it's A, so we usually have some extra bamboo left over at the end anyway. So we throw a few pieces across the top. So the emphasis, Rabbi Shapiro points out correctly, it's probably the whole chumrah is unnecessary for the following reason. The thing is that when you have schach posel and you have avir, so we mentioned the shiurim are different, the lochs are different, the two are not mitzvahed together. Schach posel and avir don't link together, they don't join together to pose a problem. So let's say you have a little bit, you have a 2.5 tefachim of avir, and then you have a little bit of schach posel, a little bit of avir, so they're not going to join together, they're not mitzvahed together. So the only time that the Rama said that avir going up in a kol sukkah is going to pose a problem, so that's only if the avir is going, literally avir, up in a kol sukkah. But what if the cutoff, what if it's broken up, not with kosher schach, what if it's broken up with schach posel? So then, lechor, that should also solve the problem. And you don't have avir holech apnei kol sukkah. So you never have avir holech apnei sukkah. You always have some kind of a cross beam. You have something. The schach is resting unless it's a very, very small sukkah, and the tzach is just resting. Could be, if it's just resting just on the walls of the sukkah, but usually you have something in the middle that the tzach is resting on, or you have the metal that's holding up the canvas. There's usually something that's in the middle. So that's something, whether it's tzach kosher or tzach puzzle, it doesn't make much of a difference. It's anyway going to break up the continuity of the airspace. So the chora, it's not going to be such a serious problem in the first place. So again, so those who are concerned with the avir holich apnei kol sukkah, so can either throw one or two pieces of schach across the top, or you can rely on the fact that there's the schach posel, other things are there, and that should be sufficient to remove any possible concerns.
Would the wire and mats also accomplish that?
The wires and the mats,
they go
across the other direction. Good, okay, so there you go. Okay, so solve the world's problems. Okay, any of the above Uchara would solve the problems.
So you have two bamboo mats, and then in the middle there's a little bit of a gap. You just throw one piece of wood going the other way. One piece of
yeah, as long as there's something breaking up the airspace, that should be fine.
Does that matter? I think that piece
would
matter.
I think
that would be.
No, I'll be honest. There is a common issue with schach posel, probably the most common shayla that happens with schach posel these days. That's the Mishnah about osa sukkoso tachas ilon. So the Mishnah says explicitly one is not permitted to make a sukkah under a tree. A tree is considered to be schach posel. It's still mechuba l'karka. So a lot of people ask me in shayla, how high can the tree be that it doesn't pose a problem? So I think it could be in Shemayim. I don't know. It means you could still see it. So it's a problem. I don't think there's any shear in terms of that. So it's the Tachas Ilan, that's going to be a problem. So it's a very, very complicated sugya. The first Baruch Masechta Sukkah as to when Tachas Ilan is really a problem, and when Sukkah Tachas Ilan is not really a problem. So it comes out that very often the classic din of Sukkos Tachas Ilan may not be such a serious problem. It's still going to be a problem for other reasons, but maybe for the following possibility. Let's say if the schach itself is a tzilsim lumei chamsa, means the schach itself is a lot of bamboo, we have a lot of mats, a lot of branches, so the schach itself is considered to be significant shade. It's more shade than sun. And the branches of the tree that are overhanging the sukkah are chamsim rumitzilsa. They're very, very insignificant. So then the chari are okay. So then the sukkah is okay. The branches are commandalites and everything is fine. The only problem is that many Rishonim hold that anything that's connected the branches of the tree automatically is considered to be like schach posel. Even though it's not literally schach posel, but since it's underneath schach posel, so it also becomes like schach posel. So now it comes out that I have a little bit of schach posel mixed in with my schach kosher. So now we go back to the old story. Well, where is this schach posel? So if it's against the ends of the wall, so then Dofen Akuma is going to solve the problem. But Dofen Akuma is going to solve the problem in order to be makshe the sukkah, but Dofen Akuma is not going to solve the problem to let you sit under the schach posel. So it's not a good idea to have a tree over your sukkah. So if you have a very, very thick tree over your sukkah, that's a very, very serious problem. If you have a very, very thin tree over your sukkah, that's a lesser problem, but it's still, according to many, a problem. So why don't you try to remove that? Either try to get rid of the tree, or at least knock off some of those branches of the tree, or set the sukkah up in such a way that no one's really actually sitting there. So if I'm not mistaken, I think this year the branches by the end of the shul sukkah may have grown just a wee bit more than they did the last year. Either that, or we moved the sukkah a couple of inches closer to it than it was last year. And there's one corner of the sukkah. Do you ever decide?
I think you're right.
I'm right, there is?
I think you're right.
A little bit. Yeah. I think it's a touch under the. So we have to try to remember to put like a table there, and we decide we'll just put a table there or something. Unless anyone wants to volunteer and talk to the Rothenbergs and try to climb up and knock out a couple of branches.
You know,
what? You know how to do that, are you?
It's really tall.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I someone said that was not going to happen. So that furthest corner away from what? Yeah. So we'll put a table there or something. It's a close call. I'm not saying for sure that it's possible, but it's borderline. Okay. Maybe.
I thought we were not going to put a table though.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Okay.
If the tree is very thick, then it's. Then
it's like Sukkah Tachas Ima, it's like the Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, it's like Sukkah Zachabayah, it's a whole different story.
And then what happens
to that? It's
just that area or the whole Sukkah?
No, that area is combined away, so that area doesn't exist, and whatever else is left. So I thought just so Yom Kippur, it's always time for a little more Osiris. So much Osiris. There's no din of any Osiris, Chal or Osiris. There's always time for Osiris. So all of a sudden, I thought about this idea that there are really two different things that can potentially knock out a sukkah. There's Chach Posel can knock out the sukkah, and Avra can knock out the sukkah. And the truth is that in Machshava, in Musar, in Divrei Chizuk, there are really two different problems that we face in life. Sometimes we face psulim. We face things that are bad, things that are fossil. The metal, that's a no-no, that's a bad thing that can disqualify the sukkah. And sometimes we have challenges in life that it's not that anything is fossil per se. It's just empty. It's just mamash. There's no mamash. There's nothing to it. There's no significance to it. Almost a little bit of a throwback to what we spoke about right before in Ila. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has two questions for us. He asks us about the scratches and about the dents in the car. He asks us about the problems that we may have caused to Hashemah. And then he asks us, even if you didn't cause any problems, but you didn't do anything good either, it's not a good time to come to the Kisei HaKavod and say, well, I'm doing a chatoim, I'm doing a mitzvah either, I'm doing a chatoim. So a person is expected not just to create his whole life based on a zero, on an avir, but he has to fill it with something kosher as well. So there's two challenges that we face in terms of the inclusion of the tshuva, the challenge of the dvarim ha-poslim, and the challenge of just the nonsense, the zero, the nothingness, the emptiness, the hevel ha-volim. So those two things pose a challenge in terms of the sukkah as well. So hopefully we can build our sukkahs the next couple of days, and we put a schach together. So we have to make sure, number one, that there's no schach posel there, and no averis there, there's no chatoim there, there's no dvarim ha-mekabel tumah there. Number two, that there's no big air spaces. So a little bit of a space here and there is okay. A little bit of relaxation, a lot of breather, that's okay. Remember from a mashal, it's more of a mashal in Erevin than a sukkah, but the dinim of Erevin and sukkah are very similar. Remember years ago, I was talking to my rabbi about something. I forgot already what something in my personal life, I forgot already what the context was. It goes back for quite some time. So I had chalish tadas about something, and again, I can't remember what it was. There were many times along the way, chalish tadas about something. So Rabbi Gullig is nish halacha, Eruvin, so close to his heart. So he said to me, you know, the model you have to think about in life is Luchas Eruvin. What's the model of Eruvin? When you build a mechitza, so it has to be omen rubel aparts. It has to be more standing than breaches. If you have a big Eruvin, you have a little break here and there, so it's okay, it's all right. The Eruvin is still kosher. So he said, life also, he said, you know, as long as it's omen rubel aparts, as long as most of the time, you know, you're on top of your game. So everyone has a bad game every once in a while. Everyone throws, gets knocked out of the box in the third inning. Everyone has a bad game every once in a while. So that's okay. You have to be omen rubel aparts. But there's another bit of the Eruvin. You have to be careful that you don't have piritzas that are more than 10 amos. If you have a period, if you have a break in Erev, that's more, that's such a big break. If I have a 1,000 foot long wall, and I have 950 feet standing, but I have a 50 foot appearance in the middle, that's also a problem. So he said, Navaydus Hashem also. You have to make sure you own Bugla parts. Everyone's going to do, you know, Baruch Hashem tonight, we're all on a big high, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know. Wow, it's unbelievable, the Kedusha Matara that's in the air now, on a big high, but disappoint anybody, but there may be some lows coming around the bend. It's got to be omer rubel aparetz. And even when you have the piritzas, make sure the piritzas are very, very small ones, and plug them up as best as possible, and move on. So whether or not those two mishalim carry over exactly, the sukkah is a little bit questionable. Sukkah even parts of the loimid is something that's kosher in the third wall. So the mishal is not exactly correct in terms of sukkah, but I think the idea is still true. That a person has to be careful to keep your eyes out for Dvarim HaPoslim and to keep out for the Avar as well. That the Rebbech should give us the Yat of the Shmaya, that a Sukkah should be built Kedas HaChadim, and more important perhaps than a Sukkah being built Kedas HaChadim, and a Shamas as holes should be built Kedas HaChadim as well. Okay. Everyone, Rav Toiv, and we should get some sleep tonight, and build the Sukkahs tomorrow, and Dal Minim. A very, very short amount of time to get a lot of stuff done. Okay, good. Rav Toiv. So.